While speaking to the people of Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind them, and also to the people of Makkah, that whatever you have, that is nothing in comparison to what Allah had granted to the previous nations. And therefore Allah put the question, أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ قَوْمُ تُبَّعَ, that are they better than the people of Tuba' or Tuba', or those before them? Allah says, أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ, we destroyed them, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ, that they were sinners. Now, as we mentioned, the Tuba' refers to kings of Yemen. Like you had the Caesar was the title of the Roman emperor, and Caesar was the title of the Persian king. In the same way, Tuba' was the title of the Yemeni king. And the one that is being referred to in these verses is Asad ibn Malik, who was also known as Abu al-Kurd. The commentators have mentioned that he was passing by Medina when he intended to attack the town. Certain rabbis came out and told him, they may have been from the Banu Qurayza tribe in Medina. They said that don't enter this town. It is a place of Hijra, or the final messenger. And they advised him to continue. He went along with them. They went along with him. As they were coming close to Makkah, some other people, some other tribes tried to entice him to attack Makkah. They spoke highly of Makkah, but the intention was that they knew that he would be destroyed by attacking Makkah, so that's why they wanted him to attack Makkah. He then consulted his rabbis, who told him that these people are advising you ill. He then went and he punished the Banu Huzail tribe, who had given him this advice. He cut off their hands and feet, and even pierced needles into their eyes and into their ears. Then, as he continued, he returned to Yemen. Before entering Yemen, his own tribe, the Banu Himyar, confronted him and refused to permit him enter into Yemen because he had forsaken their deen of idol worship. He had now accepted the Judaism, and he invited them to accept his deen, telling them that his deen was better than theirs. They eventually decided that a fire should arbitrate in the dispute. The fire they ignited consumed all the idols and their adornments, while it receded when it reached the rabbis. And this was the beginning of a rapid spread of Judaism in Yemen. The people of Tuba' were therefore believers 700 years before the Nubu'ah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and about 100 years before the coming of Isa Alayhi Wasallam. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyid Aisha radiallahu anha, advised that people should not speak ill of the people of Tuba' because they were good people. And Allama Baghawi, in his Ma'alim al-Tanzeel, has reported from Sahl ibn Sa'd that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not speak ill of the people of Tuba' because they became Muslim. In the Musannaf of Abdul Razzaq, he has a report of Sayyidina Abu Huraira. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I do not know whether Tuba' was a Nabi or not. Other narrations indicate that he was simply just a good man, and it cannot be determined whether his people were destroyed or not. Allama Ibn Kathir has written that the name Tuba', which was mentioned, is, as we said, Abu Quraib. His father was Malkiku, who ruled for 326 years. Can you believe that? Those are the lifespans of the people of before. He also writes further that Tuba's people accepted the Tawheed on their invitation. When he passed away, they went back to their idol worship. They then began to worship idols and fire. As a result, Allah destroyed them, and that is what has been mentioned in the verses in Surah As-Saba. Now, after mentioning all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ, that we did not create the heavens and the earth, مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, whatever is between them in vain, we've created them with wisdom. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but mostly do not know that. So one of the reasons, or the wisdom behind the creation of the universe, is that man may recognize Allah's power and might. Allah says that, does the one who created the heavens and the earth, أَوَلَمَا الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. So we need to take our cue from this, that Allah who created the heavens and the earth, he created wisdom. There's certainly wisdom for which we've been created, and we need to understand that. But the unfortunate reality is that most people do not even pay any heed to the important message that is given to them in that. And if you do not pay heed to that, there will be a day where nothing will avail you. Inna shajarat az-zaqqum, inna yawm al-fasli miqatum ajma'in. Allah says that indeed the day of judgment has been stipulated for all of them. Whether they believe in it or not, the day of fasl will certainly come, and no one will avail one another. Neither shall they be assisted from anyone but except Allah. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا عَمْ مَوْلًا شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. The day when one companion will be of no avail to another, neither shall they be assisted. That nothing will avail you to any extent on that day. The only thing that will assist you is your iman. The effects of Allah's mercy upon the mu'min will be that their relationships in this world will be maintained thereafter. They will intercede on behalf of one another, thereby assisting each other. Allah is perfectly capable of extracting retribution from the kuffar, because Allah undoubtedly is mighty, and He will shower His mercy upon the believers. La yughni mawlan am mawla. One companion will not avail another. This word mawla is translated as companion, and is derived from the root word which is waliya, which refers to friendship of two people. And each person will be called the mawla of another, and each one may refer to the other as mawlana, my friend. And this relationship will dissolve in the after, except in respect to those who had the relationship based on deen. And this will be true only with the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The relationship will only be maintained between the mu'mineen. No kafir or Muslim will be able to assist any kafir on the day. Of course, Allah will permit only certain mu'mineen to intercede on behalf of those whom He will. Illa man rahim Allah, except for those on whom Allah has mercy. Innahu al-Aziz Rahim. Undoubtedly, Allah is the mighty and the most merciful. And then further warning us about the day of Qiyamah and what will transpire on that day, the harrowing effects of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, and He says, Inna shajarat az-zaqqum, ta'amul athim, kal mughli yaghli fil butun, ka ghallil hamim, خذوه فأتلوه إلى سواء الجحيم ثم صبوا فوق رأسه من عذاب الحميم. Verily, the tree of Zakum, this is a tree in Jahannam, when the people of Jahannam will experience extreme hunger and there will be no food to feed them, they will then be given Zakum. It is a tree that emerges from the depths of Jahannam. Its fruit will resemble the heads of snakes. The tree will be extremely bitter, and its taste will resemble the residual of oil. Qata'amul athim, it will be food for the sinful. Kal mughl, it will be the residual of oil. Kaghallil yaghli fil butun, it will boil in the bellies. Kaghallil hamim, just as water boils. What a sight. Let us just for a moment picture this, that you have this tree that has fruit like the images of snakes. It will have a residual like oil, like the boiling of water, and then the announcement will be خُذُوا فَعْتِلُوهُ إِلَىٰ سَوَىٰ الْجَحِيمِ. Grab him and drag him to the midst of the blazing fire. خُذُوا فَعْتِلُوهُ إِلَىٰ سَوَىٰ الْجَحِيمِ ثُمَّ صُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ. And then pour the punishment of boiling water over his head. That is what will be said. Look, taste, you are surely most honorable and esteemed. And this will be said in a sarcastic and mocking manner, that you thought of yourself as a very honorable, a very noble person. You thought of yourself as someone being very worthy and very capable in this world, that you needed to be honored and needed to be treated in a particular manner and all of that. You thought so much of yourself. Look at what is brought to you. Look, taste now. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ إِنَّ هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ. And this is what you have been doubting. You doubted it, now you have to taste it. Is there any room to doubt after you've tasted? There would be no room for that. This is a very vivid picture that Allah has painted for us. May Allah save us all from the horrors of that day.